Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, joining us for the next 40 minutes or so is Wayne Madsen. He's getting ready to leave the United States here in the next few weeks. Syndicated columnist, journalist, because of direct threats that have been issued to him via the White House through a major media outlet, an embassy, and a foreign government. He's been told directly they're coming after him, and I wanted to go over why they're coming after him, but also he's got a lot of new intel on what's happening, things flaring back up in Iraq, what's happening in North Africa, what's happening in the Middle East. That is all coming up with Wayne Madsen joining us via video Skype coming up in the next segment. Then, after he leaves us, I'm going to spend the balance of the broadcast taking your calls and getting to the big news. Now, there are two reports today that integrate together. And I'll also bring this up to Madsen. Saudi slash oil output say market oversupply. Now, you already see oil prices on average pushing $4 a gallon here in the United States. It's, what, 7.5 euros or so on average in Europe. Meanwhile, Standard & Poor's cuts U.S. ratings outlook to negative. The dollar is in terminal decline right now by design, and that ties into Bretton Woods too, and what George Soros and the bankers have set up, and they're on record doing it. So we're going to be going over that today and what a dollar implosion means and what it signifies to have the Saudi Arabians now coming out and rushing to the Russians, the Chinese, begging for help, realizing that the West has double-crossed the Middle East by trying to now foment rebellions in countries they're friendly towards and countries that they've been enemies with, like Muammar Gaddafi, though they made a deal with him 6 years to basically patch up their little agreement amongst thieves and criminals. There is no honor among thieves, and that's certainly being evidenced amongst these king rats fighting with each other. So huge, huge developments happening right now. This is the absolute crowning proof that the globalists are orchestrating the unrest in the Middle East, North Africa. Though WikiLeaks is now confirming that, and that's an establishment rag right there, leaking machine. They put out some real stuff to get credibility. But you also have the State Department admitting it. You have Alberti admitting it. I mean, it's been admitted going back 2 months ago with the whole Egypt situation that this is Western run. But when we say Western, we mean the corrupt banking elites that have grown so fat and powerful off of the wealth of the Western civilization and Western intellect and Western work ethic. So America and Europe gets the blame for the empire, but we don't get the spoils. Let's be clear about that. And Donald Trump is now speaking to those spoils and saying, we deserve the oil money, as if Americans are going to get a check in the mail. No, Americans pay for the war. We pay for it with money and blood and our name being demonized because it is an illegal, corrupt war in Iraq, namely. And then the big mega banks get to finance the reconstruction, and the big mega oil companies, they get to go in and get the oil and then sell it to us at $4 a gallon. So, Donald Trump, buddy, you and the kleptocrats in Wall Street are getting the money. And so it's this childlike sound bites, kind of like Sarah Palin going, we need people that will fight in Washington, fight to cut the deficit, fight to cut welfare. We need people in Washington to fight like a girl. Well, actually, they fight like men in Washington to lie and steal and to launch new wars. They fight against us because they're bought and paid for. So it's not just we need a Donald Trump who's slick talking and he'll fight. But we know he'll fight. He'll fight to get socialist health care. Oh, you didn't know he supported that?
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
For the next 40 minutes or so, Wayne Madsen of the WayneMadsenReport.com is going to be joining us. We don't normally have him on every week, but he's leaving the United States. He's traveled to Chicago from his home in D.C., spent months tracking down the mafia connections to Barack Obama, a real name, Barry Sotero of Indonesia. He also has been really ferreting out the evidence that Obama, his mother, and much of his family didn't just work for the biggest tax-free foundations and Timothy Geithner's dad and the Rockefeller Foundation, but was CIA. And his entire background has been expunged and carefully hidden. He is a globalist Manchurian candidate. It's come out that Tony Blair was MI5 and MI6 connected and was actually an MI6 agent, some of the papers have reported, over in England, as early as college. And, of course, they had a new movie out basically with a fictional account of that, Ghost Rider, that just came out last year, dealing with that. And of course, it's admitted that the globalists have these corporate operatives and also government operatives that they prepare, like George Herbert Walker Bush became the CIA director, claiming he'd never been in the CIA in the mid-1970s, and then it was declassified years later. He was in the CIA out of college at the end of World War II. And of course, who founded the CIA? That's also declassified. Yale. particularly Skull and Bones, which was a private British/German intelligence agency that recruited the best and brightest of America's East Coast, Atlantic accented elitist, and that formed the core of the CIA. And Robert De Niro's film, The Good Shepherd, very historical, breaks all of that down. And so this fits the bill. This is how the shadow state controls things. Just like in all these third world countries, they train for decades people here in the West. They dispatch them to lead rebel groups to overthrow the government and then put in their own dictatorship. One of the best examples is Saddam Hussein, a young army officer, 1958, sent and trained in Egypt for 4 years, then sent in to commit assassinations, and the West made a deal that he was made the head of Ba'ath security. The assassinations would stop, and the attempted assassinations would stop. Then in 79, the West staged a coup with Saddam to put him into power. Then 3 years later, they gave him $30+ billion to attack the Iranians. Then in 1990, they told him, go ahead, we don't care, we're going to support you in an attack on the Kuwaitis. Then they lied and said he was throwing babies out of incubators as a way to then double back and take out their old minion. But I'm sorry, Wayne Madsen joins us. I'm digressing with a history lesson. WayneMadsenReport.com. He's a Washington, D.C.-based investigative journalist, author, syndicated columnist, written for The Village Voice, Progressive Counterpunch, online journal, American Conservative, Infowars.com. I should add, in addition to regular guest on CNN, RT, Fox News, he was on the U.N. He was an advisor for the U.S. House of Representatives on the U.N. Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda and an anti-terrorism investigative panel for the French government. Madsen has some 20 years' experience in security issues, U.S. naval officer, managed computer systems for the Navy, National Security Agency. It goes on and on. He's also one of the founding members of EPIC, the Electronic Privacy Information Center, a true defender of online liberty and free speech. But for those that don't know, recapping, Wayne, before we get into other issues, I just want to get you here while we can before you leave the U.S., into some type of respite to write your book to expose these people, that you've been out ferreting out corruption, and now you're getting confirmed reports through the State Department, through a major international media source and a foreign embassy, that the White House wants you to know that they may have you killed any day. Wayne Madsen, thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you, Alex. I would add to that that some of those threats have now been confirmed by sources in Chicago. So they keep continuing. The confirmations, anyway, keep continuing.
Just to recap it, tell folks about the specific conduits of the threats, and then let's get more into Obama and his CIA background that has got them so hopping mad.
Well, I was told by a major media person here for a very large foreign newspaper, who's, of course, many of these foreign journalists in Washington are closely connected to their embassies, and within their embassies, of course, are a lot of intelligence people. As a favor, he told me that the people at the embassy wanted me to know that the White House wanted to kill me. I mean, and I said, "Are you being metaphorical here?" He says, "No, I mean it." So that was followed up by a source within the State Department who basically said the same thing using the words "You're a marked man." So those kinds of things, I don't think can be taken lightly, especially after we've seen so many, and I've investigated many of these unexplained suspicious deaths, like the wife of the White House aide, Ashley Turton, former aide to the Secretary of Air Force, Jack Wheeler, found in a landfill in Wilmington. Ashley Turton burned up in her car here on Capitol Hill. And I mean, the list goes on and on how many of these suspicious deaths I've myself investigated.
Yeah, it's been said that D.C. Hookers are as ubiquitous as water fountains. I think hitmen are as ubiquitous as water fountains as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, look at the history of this town from, the Vince Foster case to, it just goes on and on. There's so many, and many of them have just wound up as cold in the cold case files of the police.
So you're leaving because it's a lot easier for them to kill you there. I mean, they could shoot Vince Foster, put the wrong gun in his hand, no blood at the scene, have Hillary cleaning his office with carpet cleaners, keeping the police out. I mean, they can kill people in plain view there, and it's so corrupt that they can basically Arkansas you if they want, so you're getting out of there just so you're not as easy as a target.
Yeah, I mean, we had during the Bush administration, I think it was back in 2003, we had two people do a swan dive off of major landmarks here in Washington, the State Department employee off the roof of the State Department, and a guy who used to be an intelligence official for the CIA took a swan dive off the Watergate. I mean, both of these were reported as just, unfortunate suicides by the Washington Post, which I call the compost.
How many floors up are you at your condo? Because I can see that it's a foggy day there in D.C. because you're shooting this from out on your balcony.
It is foggy. This is 13 stories up. Not a good number, is it? Very unlucky, but... But anyway, at least I could get. I'm assured of getting a decent signal here because the AT&T cell tower is literally a few blocks away. So that service is the Pentagon. So unless they want to interfere with their own communications, they won't interfere with mine.
That's right. We got a better video Skype connection with you today. But we hope that before you try to leave town, you don't try to become a bird and fly off that balcony right there.
Well, I'll tell you, it's hard to get in this building. The security here is pretty good, from the vantage point, now over my shoulder, you can see we've got the Washington Monument and the White House down below there, and it's amazing what you see, especially at night with the helicopter traffic flying around. I often see Obama's Marine One shooting back and forth.
When I was there in D.C. last, we went to some of the restaurants in Georgetown at night, and there were the cream of American beauties. I mean, these were truly beautiful women, much more beautiful than you see even on TV and things, getting in limos, getting in cars, Secret Service saying, don't videotape this. We'd be sitting there eating dinner trying to, videotape it as shots of corruption going on. I mean, are the hookers and the young women of America flocking more to D.C. than they do to L.A. to be in porn?
Well, I think we see that with the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner, this kind of nexus between Hollywood and Washington. We get all the celebrities here going, it's a mixture of politics and entertainment, and certainly there is sort of an axis between Washington and Hollywood.
Yeah, so the globalists not only rob us in Washington, it's turned into a giant honey trap to suck in all the young women who don't have a future as a professor or a scientist or a doctor. But they've got a future taking care of world leaders, and if they ever complain about it, they'll just burn up in their car or be hung from the neck until dead, because America's run by the good guys, Wayne. We're about to go to break, but let's start getting into, specifically, did these sources say they're mad about the Obama-CIA connection you're ferreting, or is that your gut? I mean, do they let you know what it is that they're upset about?
Yeah, it's basically the CIA connection. I mean, I think... that is their Achilles heel. They've been dealing with the birth certificate issue for quite some time. They seem to have all kinds of pat answers for that. But the CIA connection, his mother, Stanley Ann Dunham, his grandparents, who looked like they actually predated the CIA and worked for the Office of Strategic Services during World War II, the OSS. Well, we've got basically a biography of Obama and his family that's been concocted by some very good fiction writers up, I would assume, up at Langley.
Then we've got his dad, who had a British intel connection, didn't he?
Yeah, Barack Sr., of course, came to the United States as part of the Airlift Africa program, the CIA's program to influence new leaders of newly independent African countries to compete with the Soviets, who were doing the same thing at the People's Friendship University in Moscow, which later became Patrice Lumumba University.
And just everybody you look at, it just continues with this guy totally hooked in with these intelligence groups. And you look at his cabinet now, it's all the very same families that were in intelligence at the time with his mommy.
Oh, absolutely. Tim Geithner, father worked, was the boss for Obama's mother. Very small world, isn't it?
Certainly is. Let's come back and look more into this. Also, get your view on what's happening in the Middle East, North Africa, what's happening with the economy. Wayne Madsen, we're interviewing him while we can before he evacuates the United States so they don't kill him.
349, 359, 379. How much pain of the pump can you handle? Ease your pain now. Did you know you can increase gas mileage by 25 to 45% or even as high as 60% by adding water? Go to SaveYourGasMoney.com and learn how you can save an average of $750 to $1,850 per year with our hydrogen on-demand technology. Running our hydrogen gas through your engine is the equivalent of using 140 octane fuel. See how it works at SaveYourGasMoney.com. We have two complete systems for all cars, trucks, and SUVs for gas and diesel engines. Our gas-saving stainless steel units install easily in about 2 hours with no engine modifications and no extra parts needed. It's completely safe, American-made, requires no maintenance, comes with a lifetime warranty, great technical support, and same-day shipping. Visit SaveYourGasMoney.com or call 888-887-9981. That's 888-887-9981. Ease your pain at the pump with SaveYourGasMoney.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. The earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that killed thousands of Japanese citizens is nothing compared to the devastation that could be caused by hyperinflation that will soon hit the United States and could lead to millions of Americans becoming homeless, all caused by the devalued U.S. dollar. While the mainstream media continues to ignore inflation, our friends at the National Inflation Association provide a free weekly newsletter that educates Americans to the facts and truth about the U.S. economy and inflation. I urge you to sign up at the NIA's free newsletter at www.inflation.us to learn how you can not only survive, but prosper during the upcoming hyperinflation crisis. Silver has more than doubled since the NIA declared silver the best investment for the next decade on inflation.us. The NIA's team of expert economists are happy to answer any economic questions you have about inflation, debt, currencies, real estate, precious metals, and commodities. Visit inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free, full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
Some of the headlines at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. S&P moves, U.S. outlook to negative, gold hits new record. Cables reveal State Department, CIA, NGOs fomenting Syrian unrest. Same reports confirm Libya, North Africa, of course, so not just with Libya, but with Egypt. Obama pushes Chinese-style internet ID system. I got to some of this yesterday, but it's one thing to know they've been setting this up. To have them openly come out and say you're going to have a government ID to surf the web, to have a bank account, and that the government's going to track everything you do, and the government's going to have the ID codes to all of your files. Just incredible. By the way, since I bring that up, before we get back into Obama and the CIA background, formerly with the NSA and a computer expert, Wayne Madsen, what do you make of this incredible new Chinese-style Internet ID system with the admissions that it's going to track everything you do? And the White House said it's voluntary, but even CNET and Wired Magazine said that's not true. This is a forced system once they get it in place.
Well, yeah, this is a typical example of what I call function creep or mission creep. The White House is saying, well, it's to prevent identity theft. But as we've seen with all these other initiatives from the government in the past, what they say and what they ultimately do with these new systems is very invasive. And I would I know that some of my old colleagues from when I worked at Epic are on this story, and I agree that this is just like back during the Clinton administration when they were pushing this government encryption system called the Clipper chip. They said, "Oh, this is to protect, you know, protect your electronic funds transfers and things like that." Yet the government would hold the key, and there was a huge battle over that. And here we go again with another initiative, and it looks like you look at Janet Napolitano, the Homeland Security Department, and the people that Obama has put in these national security positions, and all of them, every single one of them, are for massive surveillance systems. In some respects, it's actually worse than Bush. And here with this Internet ID, here we have an example of an initiative that was never even tried by the previous administration. And I never thought I'd say that Obama would be worse than Bush in some respects, but he absolutely is in many respects. Freedom of information, this new thing with the Internet, and you know, starting a third war where Bush had two wars going, Obama now has three wars going.
But we know, not giving Obama an out, I mean, it's fun to dislike him, he is a distasteful teleprompter reading liar, it's that the globalists are further down the road for this new global banking empire known as the New World Order. They're committed, they've committed so many crimes that they've got to either prevail or they're going to fall, and fall hard. And so I would imagine whatever new fake Republican savior they put in, if it's not Ron Paul, if it's Donald Trump or Mitt Romney, people are going to be amazed how bad they are, because it's all just a continuation. It's a continuity of agenda.
What this construct, I think, runs the risk of, they may be hit by a ton of bricks, and I'm being sort of tongue-in-cheek here, BRICS being the new a pact of Brazil, Russia, India, China, and now South Africa. They are basically, if you listen to their government leaders, they're saying, we are out to stop the Western control over international finances through the IMF, through the World Bank, through the G20, through the G8, and they're making no bones about it, the fact that they don't like the fact that so much international monetary policy is set blocks from the White House at the IMF and World Bank headquarters. They're calling for an end to that. And these are burgeoning economies where the U.S. and Britain and France are collapsing economies.
That's right. The West has even lost its will to have children. We have a corrupt elite who socially engineered us to be servile and dumb, so we would be more manageable. But once you do that, zombies don't reproduce. Zombies aren't creative. And so the zombie world, run by the zombie kings of the New World Order, are trying this last gasp attempt to set up their world empire with the senile, stumbling Soros at the top of it, openly, you know, saying how proud he is that he helped round up Jews as a collaborator. I mean, these are very, very sick people, but they've got nuclear weapons.
Well, they do. And, you know, I mean, we look at what the U.S. is doing around the world in this projection of military strength, the military aggression. I've heard no one say, wait a minute, here we've got a country that has no respect for international law with weapons of mass destruction. I haven't heard anyone say, well, maybe they should be removed from these people.
All right, stay there, Wayne Madsen. I want to, in one more segment with you, get your intel on what's really happening in the Middle East, North Africa. I mean, now it's just admitted that the West financed the whole thing. Incredibly criminal. Overthrowing their old favorite dictator, Mubarak. where that goes next. The Saudis saying they're going to cut oil output. They've been double-crossed by the West. We'll talk about it all.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you gotta do.
All right, we're going back to Wayne Manson here in a moment, and I'm getting into Saudis slash oil output. Standard & Poor's says the outlook for the dollar's AAA rating is being downgraded. This is really serious news. It's all happening. And I've said it a million times. I'll say it again. It's one thing to intellectually know this. It's another thing to actually now see it unfolding. And it's just going to get crazier from here on out. We're in for the fight of our lives against tyranny. We got a good chance of winning if people take action. Before I go back to Wayne, don't forget this radio broadcast, the radio, TV studios, the books, the films, everything we do on the front lines of the info war is possible because of your support, of our sponsors, of our local AM and FM affiliates, but also by purchasing the books, videos, T-shirts, and other materials at InfoWars.com. Plus, those books, those videos will heighten your awareness. Then you can pay it forward. Give the book to friends and family that you've read. Make copies of all the films that I have made or that I have produced. Get those out to everyone you know. The power of an individual passing information on is incredible. The globalists have to reapply their lies, reapply their propaganda, their confusion. The truth An ounce of truth devastates 1,000 pounds of lies. All we've got to do is carry the ball. We've got a lot of great T-shirts like the V for Victory, You Are the Resistance shirt, limited edition. Get that while supplies last. We're not going to be reprinting those. We also have the Draft Ron Paul 2012 shirt if you want that. We're not going to make any more of those. A lot of the T-shirts we're now putting out are limited edition. If you want those, they're available. Also, we've got Mark Dice's new book, Big Brother, excellent book, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True. We've got that at Infowars.com. And when you get that book with Jesse Ventura, 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read, perfect book to wake people up who are, you know, beginners. Great information with these documents. You get one of my best-selling films that you choose for free on top of it. We have a lot of other great books and videos as well available at Infowars.com, or you can call toll-free and ask about the different combos and specials and order via the phone, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. We don't have George Soros funding us. We don't have News Corps, the federal government, funding us with your tax money. You know, the IRS comes and puts a gun to your head and says, give us your money. We're going to pay it to the private Federal Reserve. That's where it all goes. It's all the other taxes that pay for the government. Or we're going to send a SWAT team. And then they come out and demonize people that speak up for liberty. You voluntarily vote with your dollars to support us. And even if you don't have a red cent to buy my films or the books or the T-shirts, the films are free online. Get them. Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Endgame, Invisible Empire. Email them out to everybody you know. Don't take these high-quality, high-production-value, powerful, info-filled films and just take it for granted. Get them out to everybody you know. Spread the word about the free podcast that now upwards of 400,000 people a day download. The free audio streams that upwards of 300,000, 400,000, 500,000, 600,000 some days people listen to the live streams. The local stations you're listening to. That's how we reach more people, is you paying it forward. That's why the system is so scared of us. That's why they're demonizing us, because they know we're telling the truth. They know we understand the left-right paradigm, and the system is scared. So please think about supporting us every day by at least spreading the word about the broadcast. That's the most important thing that you can do. Going back to Wayne Madsen here for the rest of this segment, then I'm getting into financial news and world news. And this is one of the biggest news days, most important news days I've ever seen. We're going to be breaking that down and taking your phone calls in the next hour. But Wayne, getting into your view, your take, the breakdown on what's happening in the Middle East, we know it's globalist-backed, but the larger question is why? What is the end game? Wayne Madsen.
Well, I saw what happened in North Africa, starting in Tunisia and then in Egypt and then spreading to Libya and now Syria. Look, we had riots against the austerity measures being imposed by the IMF in Greece. We saw general strikes in Spain and in Portugal. We saw mass demonstrations in Italy. This, of course, these demonstrations went south on the Mediterranean coast. They affected Tunisia and Egypt and now Syria. And what we're seeing is an attempt by from these latest cables that have been released, the U.S. backing the Syrian opposition, the CIA giving them money, USAID, the Soros-connected NGOs, just like we saw after the initial uprising in Libya. How what these elitists are trying to do is ensure a soft landing. They want to make sure that whoever comes in after Gaddafi or Mubarak or Ben Ali in Tunisia or Assad in Syria is somebody they can deal with, somebody they've nurtured. And here we have in Syria the fact that the groups that have been funded by the CIA and USAID and the NGOs have these groups are based in London. That reminds me of one Ahmed Chalabi, the Iraqi National Congress, living in the most expensive neighborhood in London, who was being groomed to take over from Saddam Hussein. The other thing these countries have in common, I would note, Mubarak, Assad, and Gaddafi, and Ben Ali in Tunisia were all covert partners of the CIA in its rendition and torture program. And now we've basically thrown these guys out, and we obviously want to replace them with somebody who will keep up this phony war on terrorism. And the other thing, I predicted this, that these North African rebellions would start heading south happened to sub-Saharan Africa. We're seeing that play out right now. Massive mutiny underway in Burkina Faso. We're seeing demonstrations in Gabon and in Uganda against the U.S.-supported dictator there. So we are seeing these rebellions spread to the south, to black Africa.
In Saudi Arabia, what's happening in Yemen, Bahrain? Because our sources inside big oil companies, Lindsey Williams and others, 6 months ago said there's going to be a destabilization in the Middle East, North Africa. It's going to lead to $150 a barrel oil or more. The Saudis are going to be double-crossed. They've invested in the dollar. As the world moves away from the dollar, the West isn't just going to cheat them out of their T-bills by devaluing them. They're also going to basically overthrow them. An end of this 100 years of British intelligence officers being the Saudi royal family, you know, Bedouins they gave a crown to and some machine guns and hand grenades and said, you're the king. Since our sources said this 6 months ago, we've seen the Saudis run to Russia, run to China. They're openly talking about a double cross. Normally, during an economic situation like this, they would increase output. Now they're saying they're going to slash output with a sarcastic statement about saying market is oversupplied as oil prices surge towards record prices. What do you make of all of this? And from your research, do you have anything that backs that up, that there's a plan by the globalists to basically overthrow not just friends like Mubarak, but other seedy, sickening, inbred scum like the Saudis?
Oh, I think that's always in the cards. Right now, I think the U.S. is trying to protect its military interests in the Gulf region. The support we've shown for the regime in Bahrain, which hosts a U.S. Naval base, headquarters of the 5th Fleet. I think right now we're trying to shore up those regimes. But the deputy Chinese foreign minister said something very interesting at the BRICS summit on Hainan Island in southern China. He said that there are other countries who he would not name who have asked to join this anti-NATO, anti-EU, anti-US new grouping of nations that are basically positioning themselves to pick up the pieces after the collapse of this American empire. And I would not be surprised if the reason he didn't mention the names of the countries, I would think that maybe Saudi Arabia could be one of them. Certainly, I would think Turkey, which is a growing regional power politically and economically, is also a country that would like to divorce itself from the United States and go with this new alignment.
Isn't that, though, part of the globalist grand strategy? These giant capital pits run by the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Soroses. Because we see their minion Geithner 2 years ago in China, and now again 2 weeks ago, saying, yes, we're looking at something that's an alternative to the dollar. We like this. And the globalists that have used America are basically done with us now. They've run up our credit card. They've destroyed our name while carrying out their operations. And so now they're basically hedging their bet, moving more in an alignment with the BRIC nations. I mean, look at the bailout of General Motors. Billions to Brazil to build plants. Billions to Eastern Europe. Billions to China. I mean, the people running Washington are basically sinking this ship and now jumping on the new ship they've outfitted, the BRICS.
Well, they may want to join up, but I listened to, for example, the Brazilian finance minister, the trade minister of South Africa. They all had the same line, basically. They don't like the fact the U.S. is flooding the world with cheap dollars. They don't like quantitative easing. They're blaming the Western banks for causing the worst economic collapse since the Great Depression of the 1930s. And it's quite clear what they're talking about. They're saying the day where these old white guys sit in Geneva and London and New York and call the shots and here in Washington, that those days are over. And I think that the mere fact that, you know, whatever Geithner's saying, he's trying to protect himself. But I think this is also a cultural thing. And let's face it, I mean, these countries several decades ago were third world nations, and now they're growing in stature. And I think there's a bit of an
ethnic issue. But it was the globalists that passed the tax laws to incentivize moving to those countries. What I'm pointing out is this has always been part of the larger stratagem to bring the U.S. and Europe down and then move it into this new system. And sure, the president of Brazil and others, they put out rhetoric that's popular. It's kind of like El Baradei saying we'll have war with Israel when it's known that he's on this international council with Soros and General Jones and, you know, all the rest of them. So, I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you, but I mean, it's been the globalists that helped put these current elites basically into power in the BRICS nations you're talking about, with the exception of Russia. Now, Russia is the big wild card. What do you see happening with Russia?
Well, we don't know how this presidential election is going to play out. Clearly, Dmitry Medvedev, the current president, is a favorite of these Western institutions. They do not like Vladimir Putin, the prime minister. So there's talk of maybe a race between the two, but they're supposed to be partners. They're being very coy about their future political plans, unless they're just trying to play the world for suckers and saying, yeah, I think that we're going to have a race against one another, when in fact Putin, I think Putin's very popular in Russia, and I think Putin will probably run for president and be and get his old job back.
Oh, absolutely. They're putting on a fake fight. He put Medvedev in there to be his placeholder so he could come back later. And anybody that buys into the fact that these two are fighting with each other really hasn't done any geopolitical research. I think Michael Corleone in The Godfather says, you know, you don't think you could fool a Corleone with that trick. Well, it doesn't take a Corleone to know what's going on here.
Oh, right. But I think what we're seeing is a sort of a realignment of these old structures. I think after the collapse, I think the collapse of the American Empire is a foregone conclusion. We're just like the Roman Empire that sent its legions out to the periphery as Rome itself was collapsing. It's a fool's errand. We're striking out at Libya. We're still sending drones into Pakistan when their government said stop. We said we don't care what you think. We're going to continue to do it. These are the death throes of a dying regime. And I think obviously after the collapse, we're going to see a major realignment. We're going to see new regional powers being developed.
Sure. In closing, great points. When do you see this realignment happening? It looks like it may even be starting right now, with reports of Standard & Poor's downgrading and saying that they don't see a good future for our AAA rating. They're saying that they now have a negative outlook on the AAA rating in the future.
There's even reports in Washington about there's a move to maybe repudiate our national debt. But I think if any of that happens, if we're junk bond rated or there's a repudiation, we're talking about the end of this party here that's been a party for these wealthy fat cats for so many years.
Well, they're certainly setting up a police state, though, to try to suppress us. They're certainly doing a rear guard action or trying to secure their home base, and the natives here are getting pretty restless.
Well, we saw what happened in the state capitals, and this is very much in line with what I heard from a former Obama administration financial advisor in November. He said what will happen in the United States won't be like Greece or Spain or Portugal or Iceland. It'll be more state by state. And sure enough, we're seeing the states cutting back, implementing austerity measures, and then the people getting out and demonstrating and man.
But notice, nothing is ever cut from the banksters or the lion's share of the fake debt. The Republicans won't talk about it. Democrats won't talk about it. Nobody will touch the real authors of our problems. They want to scapegoat it off onto welfare moms. And you could throw all of them into a bottomless pit. This problem wouldn't even be handled.
Right. It's a kabuki dance, what we see between Paul Ryan and Barack Obama and Geithner. This is all for consumption. This is for the Sunday morning talking head shows. They do get behind closed doors. They know what they're doing. And, they're practicing what I call financial alchemy. You know, they're trying to make things out of nothing. And, of course, we the American people are the last ones to know about this. What goes on behind closed doors, but all this jockeying for position with John Boehner and all these other characters, you know, saying, you know, we're not going to do that. You know, look, they didn't shut down the government. They won't shut down the government. They've got a budget. It's going to hurt the people who are really not in a position to be hurt any more than they already are. But this is the austerity moves that we saw in Europe. I was told by this Obama official who resigned, he said, I'm never going to give them any more money again. He was a financial contributor, but he said in the U.S. it's going to be a state-by-state uprising And we've certainly seen that happen.
And have you now seen this? Have you seen this, in closing, this chilling propaganda on radio, TV about how great Lincoln was and how the feds may have to come in against the states again, and the states have no rights, and if the states try to have any power over their lives, that the feds are going to deal with them? I mean, it looks like they are getting the public ready for some type of John Warner Defense Authorization Act provision with this 10-member governor council to try to come in here and federalize things.
Well, it's a sesquicentennial of the Civil War, so we have this Robert Redford movie out now, The Conspirators. It's getting a lot of attention about the plot to kill Lincoln. It should be remembered that the conspirators, Mary Surratt and the others, were tried and found guilty by military commissions. So we had military commissions passing these sentences, death sentences, against civilians. What are they trying to tell us?
It's incredible. And at the same time, Obama's announcing he'll have secret commissions try you and execute you in kangaroo courts. Wayne Madsen, getting out of Dodge. We look forward to interviewing you once you get to your new home base, your new rebel base. You've been to the base at, I guess, Tantooine, and it's been abandoned for some time. All right, we'll talk to you again soon. WayneMadsenReport.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
You know, it's amazing how the media spins this. Here's the Bloomberg headline. Gold falls as some investors sell following advance to record high price. And the media is like, oh, gold's falling. Gold today is up and this was as of about a minute ago, $7.40. It's up a couple hundred dollars just in the last few months. Silver is exploding in price. The dollar, the euro are down. Standard & Poor's is saying the outlook is now negative in their projection for the AAA rating of the dollar. The Chinese last week announced that they are going to dump even more dollars and cut back what they're buying. The Federal Reserve is now monetizing over 70% of the fake debt. The BRICS nations are announcing that the dollar's going under. The Saudis are running to the Russians and Chinese in fear, announcing they're going to cut oil production. That'll increase prices. And Obama is in the news saying S&P outlook means nothing. He says, headline, Obama plays down S&P outlook. Change. They have orchestrated all of this. And meanwhile, George Soros is running around saying he's our savior when he's one of the main honchos. I mean, that'd be like if you pulled up to your house and I was on the roof pouring gasoline on it, and then I lit it, jumped off the roof and ran up and said, hey, aren't you glad I'm helping you with your house? And if you're in a suit or an old man, people would bow down and say, thank you for burning it down, because you talk slow and are an old man. I mean, it's just incredible to watch it. And you have a gullible, decadent public begging to be hurt. Now, my listeners, though, are part of the remnant that's awakening the rest of the population and understand what's happening. But here's the London Telegraph. We view silver as gold on steroids. Silver is better bet than gold in the current precious metals bull run and has been described as gold on steroids by one manager. Ted, with all of this happening, I was actually shaken today. Not in fear, just more in an adrenaline rush, just instinctive awakening. When I saw the Saudis cutting oil production with the shot across the bow to the globalists, they know we're trying to overthrow them, that, oh, there's not enough demand, and there's too much oil, and the S&P announcement, and then Geithner saying Friday and then again over the weekend on the news shows, if you try to not raise the debt ceiling and if you try to cut anything, you're going to cause the default, when they're the authors of it, going back to Clinton, getting rid of Glass-Steagall, and they're the authors of it, and Standard & Poor's said they're lowering our outlook because we're going to raise the debt ceiling, they believe, and because of the debt. So they do it out in the open with the gasoline cans, and now they tell us if the fire department pulls up and tries to put it out, that that's going to cause the house to collapse. Ted Anderson.
Well, I mean, there you go. You're pretty much spelling it out. I mean, there are actually two major bond rating companies here in the United States. One is Moody's and the other one is Standard & Poor's. Of course, everybody knows who Standard & Poor's is because they look at the S&P 500, which is Standard & Poor's 500 index. Alex, we can't afford the debt that we have right now at the low interest we have. I mean, they're looking at a government shutdown right now. With the S&P,
that's right. I should have technically explained this. Geithner says we need to lose our AAA rating. That's going to save us because he's an offshore bankster who wants to rob us more and who holds the government hostage. When we lose a AAA rating, it will double or triple on average the interest, and then we are completely fried, and Geithner's telling us it's good.
Yeah, he might be telling us that it's good, but anybody that has anything that's interest-bearing out there, Alex, is going to crush. I mean, it's going to destroy portfolios in the bond market, in the stock market. It's going to be people that are sitting in utilities to have interest in.
No, Geithner is a criminal saboteur holding the country hostage, and the general public's going to love it. Look, America wants to be judged. America hates itself for the 50 million abortions, and should. And so don't worry. God is going to let demonic little sniveling elves like Geithner literally eat your guts out of your belly while you're awake. Give Ted Anderson a call if you want the life preserver of gold and silver. 800-686-2337.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.